some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
.045 The Zone, 817. Glad you decided to join us this morning. Powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Go by any Tennessee Lottery retailer. Have a little fun with July instant games today. This guy is a member of the San Francisco 49ers and yet another in a long list of distinguished alumni of Battleground Academy. C.J. Bethard is on the line. His camp's coming up next Saturday, July 20th. For kids ages 5 through 14, 9 to 11 on the 20th, you can go to bgacamps.com and register, but space is limited, so get there now. CJ, what's going on this morning?
Number 83. Not much. Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
How much fun do you have, working with kids and trying to help them develop as football players?
Yeah, I have a lot of fun working with kids. I mean, it's something that I've done, going back to even in high school, working those BGA camps and up in the college in Iowa. A lot of camps up there. Just any kind you can help, develop the youth and just kind of, help bring them along anyway. I think it's awesome.
What's your outlook as you go into this season pretty soon with the 49ers?
Yeah, I'm excited for it. We just finished OTAs up about a few weeks ago, and I thought that went really well. And obviously, I go back out on the 25th, start camp up, and I'm really excited for it. Guys to get back with the team and get practice rolling in the preseason games.
Our guest is C.J. Bethard, of course, a BGA alum, and again, having a camp on Saturday, July 20th. BGACamps.com is where you get all the information.
Well, C.J., I know you've been in the league a little bit while, but we hadn't had a chance to talk to you. I guess take us through the process of getting into the league and how different it is, if it is, for you, at least at the time when you got drafted from college to pro.
Yeah, it's definitely a big jump. It's a big jump from college to the pros for sure. The speed of the game is a lot faster, a lot better players. It's not only you're playing with, but you're playing against. So, I think it helps in that sense that, the guys you're going against are a lot better, but the guys you're playing with are a lot better too. So this is overall talent level, between everybody is just a lot better. I feel like, I got thrown as a rookie pretty early, and now I'm going on my third season. I feel like just having got the snaps that I did, I feel like I'm, way ahead of the game now. It's a lot more mature as a player and really know the offense a lot better. Even looking back to 2 years, I think that, this year's going to be a lot, slowed down for me, a lot easier for me.
Man, I know you're having the camp for the kids and enjoy that whole process, but what advice are you going to give the kids, about what your experiences have been, not only for just the pros, but also going to college?
I think the biggest thing for me is, it was a tough road for me just through the high school process. I remember I started out at Independence High School, and I kid you not, my freshman football roster, I was 5'7", 113 pounds.
Oh, wow.
And in my mind, that was my dream. I wanted to be an NFL quarterback, and my dad will tell me now. I remember I used to tell everybody that, no, I'm going to play in the NFL, play quarterback. And my dad was like, man, my dad's 5'7", too. And he's like, he never told me this, but he was thinking, I don't know if you're going to grow any more than you are. But God had different plans for me, and it all worked out. And I think I would just say, just to, keep the faith, keep dreaming. Whatever you have a dream of doing, you can always do whatever you want, and don't let anybody else tell you different. Don't let anyone tell you can't do something or you're not big enough or you're not good enough to do that. I feel like you can always do anything you put your mind to and make it happen.
CJ, I got to ask you too, just along those lines, Does it drive you that it just seems like throughout your career, whether it was high school for, starting or whether, when you were at Iowa and even starting out in the NFL, that people underestimate you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's one of the biggest talking factors for me. like my whole life, people have doubted me. Going back to high, going back to Triple A football with the Franklin Cowboys, to be honest with you. I remember that then. I was small then, but then yeah, obviously going into high school, being doubted, independence, and then finally, I remember Coach Everard over. He was the head coach at BJ, getting my first shot to play. I was still undersized, a little bit small, but he gave me a chance, believing in me, and it went on from there. And then Coach Patton came in and did a great job. We had great years with him. And then in the college too, at the battle with a couple quarterbacks there, Baker Dock and Cody Sokol. Battle with the transfer process. People would tell me to transfer this and that, but I stuck with it and hung in there, and it all worked out the way it was supposed to. And most of my first couple years in the NFL, haven't been, the way I would dream of them to be per se, but I think I've got a lot of really good experience, and still got a lot of people that have a lot of faith in me, and all the doubters and the naysayers that just drive me even more, and really don't even listen to all that bad stuff. It's just I got a lot of faith in myself and my team and teammates and coaches, and I'm looking forward to this season for sure.
You're known by a lot of your coaches. Greg Davis, one of your coaches, raves about how fundamentally sound you are. But in your camp, are you going to teach any of these kids how to play the guitar?
Yeah, no. I think if my dad wants to come and teach kids that, he can do that. But my brother or something, I'll just teach them the fundamentals of quarterback. But it's not just a quarterback camp; it's all positions. So just make sure. Anyone listening that that any positions are welcome.
So you haven't played for your teammates in San Francisco? You're supposed to be pretty good.
No, I have not played for them yet. No, they keep talking about it. Obviously, I'm not a rookie anymore. So they can't really make me do anything anymore.
How much has it helped you that your family? We know about your grandfather, of course. The great Bobby Bethard, and what a great general manager he was. But also, your dad and your uncle and other people in your family are in the country music business. How has that helped you handle your situation as you've embarked on your career in the NFL?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, I think, going back to my grandpa, I just remember when he was doing his thing in the NFL, GM and teams. I just remember being around just these of teams that top charting around guys like Junior Seau, Rodney Harrison, those are the guys I always looked up to, my favorite players growing up. And just seeing how they handled themselves, carried themselves, how professional they were, just on and off the field, and how good they were to me and my brothers, and no ego whatsoever. And they were just really nice guys, and just they knew how to act as professionals. I think that was one of the biggest things I took away from my grandpa and what he was around his whole life.
We've had a little fun this morning talking about what we might do and what, of course, Mike Vrabel said about what he might do to win a Super Bowl. Yeah. What would be the thing for you? I mean, would you give up something or do something crazy if you could raise that Lombardi trophy at some point?
There's a lot of things I would do to win a Super Bowl. I'm not going to get into the details of it, Coach Vrabel did, but there's a lot of things I think anybody in the NFL would do. It's just that feeling. You talk to guys that have been there and have won Super Bowls, and they just say there's nothing like it, and that's what everyone's striving to get, to win a Super Bowl and hold that trophy up. And I think there's a lot of things that I would do to win that trophy.
It's always ridiculously hot and humid in the summer here. What's the weather like when you go out to California for camp out there for the 49ers?
It's a lot nicer out there. The weather, it's hot, but there's no humidity out there. So I think we haven't made it out there compared to a lot of the teams, especially in the South. But just anywhere in the summer, it's hot and humid in a lot of places. But we got it made up there in Northern California. It's usually high 80s, mid-80s, and no humidity. So it's pretty nice.
How much fun is it to go to a Warriors game? And have you taken in a few?
Yes, definitely. I went to one of the finals games last year And it was amazing. It was, I only been to like three basketball games in my whole life, and all three of them were this past year. And they were just really awesome to go to, seeing guys, you know, the best, Steph, Clay. Unfortunately, Kevin Durant wasn't able to play, but you know, then watching Kawhi out there too. Just a lot of good players, and it was just really fun to watch.
All right. Give us more information on where they can go for your camp there, CJ.
Yeah, I mean, it just, you guys kind of hit it on the head. July 20th from 9 to 11, ages 5 to 14. You know, register online, www.bjcamps.com, to register and, you know, get there a little early on that Saturday just to check in, stuff like that. It's all positions. Going to be a hot one, so bring water, and you know, I'm sure we'll move it to the, you know, the a lot of stuff into that the athletic facility over there at BGA. You know, we got that new facility over there, the 55-yard indoor football field. Probably use that a little bit. But other than that, you know, I'm looking forward to everyone showing up, and it should be a fun time.
Well, CJ, good health and good luck to you as you head into the season with the 49ers, and we appreciate the time this morning.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it.
Sure thing. Have a good day. CJ Beathard with the 49ers. Again, bgacamps.com is where we get the info on the camps coming up next Saturday, the 20th. Battleground Academy. Famous BGA alums all over the place.
That's a guy who, like he said, when he was a sophomore in high school, he was 5'7". And who would have thought that you know, he'd have that growth spurt and, you know, end up in the NFL? That would seem like an unlikely story.